You wanted to see me, Father?
Yes, Ruby.
Well?
I hear you went to the amusement park last night with a young man. Is that so?
Yes.
So, you act as if you were the daughter of a nobody, instead of the only daughter of the best blacksmith in the country. You have no consideration for me.
But I don't see what harm
there was. Of course you don't. How could you? You never stop to consider others. Always yourself comes first in your thoughts.
But there's nothing wrong in
that. I'll teach you what's wrong, young lady. Don't you ever let me hear of any such goings-on again, or I'll give you my fist instead of my open hand. You stay away from the boys. No daughter of mine's going to get into trouble. You hear? You stay away from the boys.
Today's radio play, Freedom, is based on a most unusual story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Oh, Frank, I shouldn't have come here again.
Don't be silly, Ruby. What's the harm?
That's what I asked Father, and he... Oh, I know I shouldn't have come here again.
What did your father do to you, Ruby?
Nothing.
Ruby, he didn't strike you.
Not with his fist. He only slapped my face.
Oh, the beast. A great hulk of a man striking a girl.
There's no use getting excited about it, Frank. This isn't the first time.
You mean he's hit you before?
Yes.
Oh, kill him.
No, nobody may hear you.
I don't care if they do. It makes my blood boil to think of you being subjected to such cruelty.
But he's my father. He has a right to treat me as he wishes.
Oh, no, he hasn't. If the authorities knew what was going on, they'd put a stop to it. Why, they'd throw him in jail so fast as to make his hair curl.
Frank, they mustn't.
Why not?
You mustn't say a word of this to anybody. Please, promise me you won't.
Well, why shouldn't I see that you're protected? Don't I love you?
If you really do love me, don't say a word about this to anybody. Oh, I shouldn't have told you. It just slipped out.
Ruby, there are some women who like to be hit by a man. Well, they get an emotional kick out of it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. I think my mother must be like that.
What makes you think so?
Well, when I told her what Father did to me, she said that sometimes a blow could be like a caress.
Caress?
That a man you love could strike you again and again, and it wouldn't hurt.
Do you believe that?
I don't know.
It hurt when your father struck you, didn't it?
Yes.
How can you love your father, Ruby?
What he does can't change the fact that he's my father. Now, let's not talk about this anymore. You promise me you won't say anything to anybody. And then, let's forget it.
Well, I promise I won't say anything to anybody.
Thank you, sir.
But I also promise I won't forget it.
All right. But let's not spoil our evening by talking about it.
Jack, what shall we ride on tonight, darling?
Oh, that.
This roller coaster?
Yes. I like the way it takes my breath away. I get all goose flesh while the cars are being pulled up to the top. And then, down we go. Oh, hurry, Frank. There are only two seats left.
Hey, save those for us, mister. Hurry up there. Come on, Ruby.
All right.
In you go.
Hang on to your hat, folks.
Got it.
Here you go.
Oh, now it's starting.
Yep. They're off.
Oh, I don't mean us, darling. I mean the goose flesh.
Oh, well, maybe I'd better put my arm around you.
Oh, why?
So you won't fall out.
Oh, is that the only reason?
Well, that's one reason. But the real reason is I want to.
Do you, Frank? I want you to.
Darling. Gee, this is the only chance we have to be alone. I don't know what we'll do when winter comes and the park's closed up.
Oh, I've got that all planned.
Have you, Ruby?
Uh-huh.
What do we do?
Just follow the advice of the old song.
What old song?
Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home.
Oh, you.
Oh, here we go down.
No.
Oh, hang on tight.
Don't worry, I will. How's this?
It's...
Ah.
Oh, my, how thrilling.
You bet it was. Say, let's do it again.
Yes, let's. Again and again and again.
What's he like, Ruby?
Oh, Mother, he's wonderful. I wish you could see him.
I wish I could, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I didn't mean you're being confined to your room. I meant, I wish I could bring Frank up here to see you.
Well, perhaps someday.
No, what's the use of hoping against hope? Father'll never let me go with Frank. If he knows about him.
He may.
No, Mother, never. Father told me that day in his shop that he'd do something if he ever heard of my going out with a boy. Oh, why is he like that?
Well, your father had a sister who got into trouble.
Oh.
Ever since that time, he's been very strict with me and you. He doesn't mean to be harsh, Ruby. It's just his way.
It seems so unnatural, Mother. Other girls have beaus. You had beaus before you married Father, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm not an ugly duckling. Why should I have to keep myself cooped up in the house and never have any fun? Except on the sly.
Be patient, my child. Someday you'll be free to do as you please.
You mean Father'll be dead? Oh.
Oh, no, no. I mean that you'll be old enough in the eyes of the law.
No. Oh, but that won't be for a couple of years yet, Mother. Must I wither and blow away in the meantime?
Please, be a good girl and mind your father.
But he shouldn't treat us so. Frank said...
But what does Frank know? What have you been saying?
Oh, I didn't mean to say anything. But he asked me what happened that made me afraid to go to the amusement park again.
Oh, but you mustn't say anything to strangers, Ruby, about what happened in this house. They may not understand your father's methods of discipline.
I found that out. Frank says if the authorities were told of what Father does to us, he could be put in jail.
Oh, no, no, no. They mustn't do that by what would become of me.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
You mustn't let your young man say anything to anybody. You won't let him, will you, Ruby? Promise me you won't.
I've already made Frank promise that, Mother.
Oh, thank you.
But I love Frank so. What am I to do, Mother?
Well, why don't you get your father to take you out for an outing and discuss the situation with him?
Oh, he wouldn't take me anywhere. He doesn't want to go any place but his blacksmith shop in the tavern.
Oh,
there he is now. Ask him and see.
Very well, Mother. But I...
Where are you?
In here, Father.
Oh, here you are. What have you two got your heads together for?
Well, I was thinking, Father, you and I never go anywhere together just for fun like other fathers and daughters.
Well, you never asked me to.
I'm going to ask you now.
If you want me to take you to New York City, the answer is no.
Our outing won't cost anything.
Huh?
I want you to take me on a picnic, just us two, to that island up the river where you took us when I was a little girl.
All right.
You'll take me?
Sure. When do you want to go? Sunday?
Oh, not Sunday. Everybody's out Sunday. Let's go today. We'll have the island all to ourselves.
Oh, that would be nice. Today would be better.
And I want to talk to you, Father. We can't go on with all this hating between us.
Well, I don't hate you, Ruby. There's never any trouble between us when you're obedient.
Well, will you take me to the island today?
Yes, yes. We'll go right now. I'll change my clothes and we'll start.
Then, you see, what did I tell you?
I didn't think you'd go. I'll answer it. Hello? Oh, would you like to shut the door? Hello, Frank. Father just came home. No, he's taking me out to the island. Remember the big trees I showed you? Yes. Well, that's where they're going. I'm going to settle things with him once and for all. No, you mustn't. Father, just the two of us.
Are you sure we're alone?
Of course.
Why do you ask? Did you see someone?
Well, as we came along, I thought I saw a flash of something bright there among the trees.
Oh, well, perhaps it was a wet rock. Set the basket down there, Father.
All right. I'll go down to the river yonder and fetch some water.
All right, Father. I'll lay out the lunch here on the grass. Frank, I told you you mustn't come here.
I had to come. Don't be afraid of him. I'll be right here to protect you.
Oh, go away, Frank. He's coming back. He's seen you. He stopped the pail and he's running this way. Frank, go, quick.
Don't worry. I can't be far off. Tell him I love you.
What's going on here? Who was that I saw you with?
Father. Father, it was the boy I want to talk to you about.
Boy, so that's what this little outing was planned for.
Oh, no,
you
no,
had but... a date here with a boy. Why, you little... carrying on behind my back, are you? I'll...
Keep your hands off, Ruby.
What?
I love Ruby, and I want to marry her. And I'm going to marry her whether you consent or not.
Oh, you're the boy in the case, are you? Well, I'll teach you, too.
Wait,
I'll...
put on that gun.
Oh, that's what I saw. The flash in the trees, eh? A cheap nickel-plated revolver. And you think a tin toy like that can stop a man like me? Why, I'll tear you...
Frank, don't shoot!
Oh.
Fallen down the bank.
Landed down by the water. That settles him.
Father.
He'll never hit her again, Ruby. Come on back with me. Oh. Ruby, where are you going?
Oh, hello, Ruby.
Yes, I'm here, Father.
Still alive, is he? Stand back, Ruby. I'll finish the job.
No, Frank.
Ruby, you don't know what you're saying. Don't you see? I've got to rescue you. I've got to free you from this cruelty. It's the only way.
No.
Ruby.
You're not going to let him get away with this treatment of you and your mother.
It's true. I've put up with Father's cruelty for years. But that's over now. I'm going to have my freedom.
Of course you are. And it's my job to get it for you.
No, Frank. It's mine.
The dramatization you have just heard was based on one of the many unusual and interesting stories to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The story will be found under the title, Held Her Father's Head Underwater Till He Drowned. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer who has a message of real importance to you.
Thank you.